the beginning of Patterson, where he says, well, there's so many things. Okay, a local pride, number one. All right, that's Patterson, New Jersey, with these great falls. Spring, summer, fall, and the sea. Interesting. A confession, a basket, a column, a reply to Greek and Latin with the bare hands. That's totally the American poetics of, the you know, against, quote, European, running off to Europe, Eliot, and so on. A gathering up, a celebration. In distinctive terms, by multiplication, a reduction to one. That's very curious. It's not by multiplication a multiplication. It's a reduction to one. So there's this attempt to focus. The clouds resolved, a daring, a fall. The clouds resolved into a sandy sluice, an enforced pause. Hard to put it, an identification and a plan for action to supplant a plan for action. Interesting. It's as if inventing another poem besides the long poem that had been so canonized. But there's other meanings, of course, to that. A taking up of slack, a dispersal, and a metamorphosis. And that's where, so that by multiplication, a reduction to one is like one line. A dispersal and a metamorphosis is another line. And those two, which are both stated as purposes at the beginning in this amazing passage, are as if potentially opposites. The poem plays between them. And the reduction to one becomes the Patterson figure, you know, I, Patterson, the king self, or the unicorn figure, or the keep your pecker up, no matter the detail, you know, at the end, all that stuff. And then the other becomes his the ability to literally go into shapeshift, as you were saying, metamorphosis, enter into this other people, no matter who they were, black and white, male or female, upper, more upper class, although that's not, that's a little fake, working class.
And why do you think that the when you said the unicorn is a culmination, when you said it solidifies, I almost, when you use the word solidify, I almost feel in his cosmos that that's not a good term. So, I mean, is this
right,
an ambiguous culmination for him? Or
I think it's, you know, that the unicorn tapestries, if I'm remembering them correctly, they're on a field of green, which is always a very great color, very spring-like. And the unicorn, a mythical beast, is a white beast. It's very luminous. And I think he identified that as the element, the rare element that can never really be contained, in part because in that case, it's kind of mythical. I don't know. I think that it's not an unsuccessful ending for a couple of reasons, because it also disperses itself at the end. It doesn't really, the unicorn is a culminating point, but it's not the last word in the poem. So I think that, you know, ending a long poem is an interesting challenge, and he felt that he wanted to do it. He felt attracted to those tapestries in a certain way. They served a certain function for him in Patterson 5. I don't have a, I mean, people should know that he was going to stop it at Patterson 4, and then he opened the poem again, and then he actually opened it again. There are notes toward Patterson 6 that were found when he died, but they're not, there's nothing there. It's just notes.